This is Lydia Johnson, joined by our newly elected 2023-2024 National FFA Southern Region Vice President, Carter Howell. And Carter, they just called your name on stage. What did that feel like?
Honestly, it doesn't feel real yet. I'm not sure when it'll hit me, but just an immense amount of pride and a lot of thanks and admiration to the people that have gotten me here today. It certainly wasn't by myself. Lots of support back home, so I'm most thankful for them and their support throughout this process.
And as you look ahead to your future year in a national officer position, what are your goals?
My goals are to be a voice for American agriculture and students, and really say that, you know, FFA is for all, because agriculture is for all. We love to eat. We love to be fed. We love to be clothed and love to have shelter, and nothing happens in that process without American agriculture. So to be an advocate for that and a voice for that and meet students where they're at throughout the year is really exciting to me.
Where did your agriculture journey begin?
So I did not grow up involved in production agriculture. I started in my first agriculture class in sixth grade at Barrington Middle School, joined the FFA in seventh grade, and then pursued agricultural education throughout the rest of middle school and high school, and started a supervised agricultural experience where my sister and I, we run a small cow-calf operation back home in Florida, and I actually go to school in South Dakota, so moved some cows up there. So it's been really neat to be able to grow that business with my sister and really get the family involved.
And what is the preparation process? This is an incredible position. What does the preparation process look like to get here?
Preparation was awesome, just to be able to meet so many people that are willing to give back and to pour into me. That was really special. Lots of mentors that I have that are really important to me. I think one person that I'd like to highlight that isn't with us anymore is my FFA advisor, Mr. Cribbs. He sadly passed away last December, but he was my driving force behind this journey and really is the reason I'm here today. So, you know, that's a really important person in my life, and it's been great to have the support of everyone in my community and in my state, and even in South Dakota where I was going to school, lots of support there as well. So it's a really awesome opportunity.
Looking ahead to the year, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to traveling, actually, and going around and being able to meet all the members. I love traveling and going different places. It's kind of on my bucket list to try and get to all 50 states, so I know I'll certainly have an opportunity to cross a few of those off this year and just be able to hear the special stories of our members all across the country that, you know, are really unique, and everything that they do is going to be the most exciting part for me that I'm really looking forward to.
And tell us where you're at right now with life, with education.
So, yeah, originally from Lithia, Florida, about 45 minutes east of Tampa, about 1 to 6 hours west of Orlando, depending on what the traffic's like. I'm currently pursuing a double major in agricultural business and business economics at South Dakota State University, so 26 hours from home, and then looking to, you know, finish up my studies there after this year and then find a career somewhere in agriculture.
Who would you like to thank that's helped you get here?
I'd like to thank my FFA advisors, Mr. Cribbs, Ms. Coleman, Mr. Sturgis, Mr. Lehman, Mr. Varnum, and so many others from around the state that have continued to pour into me year after year. I'd like to thank my parents. They've been a really important factor in my life, my siblings, my extended family, and then I'd like to thank God for the opportunity to be here. I know that nothing is possible without Him, so just really thankful today.
Well, Carter, congratulations and best of luck while you serve as the 2023-2024 National FFA Southern Region Vice President.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
For National FFA, this is Lydia Johnson.